What he does is he starts trying her on in different parts of his life. Like, well, gosh, my mother would love her. Well, she'd be fun to go to the movies with. I wonder if she camps. I think she'd be really fun to go camping with. I wonder if she's ever been to Canada, my favorite place. I wonder if she's ever been there. So he's like trying her on, like, gosh, could she, with her job, could she really support my career? Would she fit there? She wants to be a mom. Would she be, she'd be a good mom. Okay, so there's just this trying on. You guys know what I'm talking about? You're just picturing her in all these different parts of your life. The problem is that you do it out loud. That's the problem. This is where the problem comes. You do it out loud. You say, my mother would love you. She's thinking, he wants me to meet his mother. Oh my God. Talk about a benchmark. Meet your parents. That is way down the get married line. You want me to meet your parents? Woohoo! So you're saying, do you know, my mother would love you, right? And you're like, oh. He'll say, you know, do you like to go camping? Do you know, I bet you'd be really fun camping. Wow, I bet you'd make a good mother. He wants me to have his children. So you're saying these possibilities. You're just speaking these possibilities. You'd fit here, you'd fit here, you'd fit there, you'd fit here. She listens, plans, and promises. She thinks you're taking her camping this summer. She thinks you're taking her to meet your mother. She thinks you're going to have children with her. We listen plans and promises when you're just speaking all these possibilities. So as we're listening to these plans and promises, the future is getting bigger and bigger. Now, the reaction at that point depends on a factor, whether or not you are pre-qualified. If you have been pre-qualified, in other words, I've gathered enough information to make me think that you can provide and protect me in the standard to which I expect to become accustomed. My ambition is to become accustomed to that. If you have pre-qualified, which we do our initial pre-qualification with, what do you do for a living? That's the first pre-qualification question. What do you do? Okay? So if you've pre-qualified, when you're speaking plans and promises, when you're speaking possibilities, she's listening plans and promises. It's creating all this space for the future. Her emotions are expanding at an alarming rate. She starts expressing them to you, and you go, ah! You know, you're like, whoa, slow down, girl. Right? There's just this, she is coming on so strong. And often what you guys will do is end it. She's coming on way too strong. We need to slow down. Right? You'll either end it or say, we need to slow down. We should keep seeing other people. Which to her is just like, you lying sack. You made all these promises, and now when I am following you, you're backing off? You're going to do that disappearing act you guys do? And it's all your fault because you started. What are you, I'm coming on too strong? You started it. You brought up your mother on our first date. So she's freaking, right? You came on like a freight train, and now when she responds, you run for the hills. You're pulling that disappearing act. And as a man, you're going, how did I get here again? Now, if you have not pre-qualified, if she's not certain she wants to have your babies, because you can pay for her to have your babies, you could protect her and provide for her in the manner to which she intends to become accustomed. If you have not pre-qualified, it's brutal, I know, it's all instinct. If you have not pre-qualified, you're not sufficient protector and provider, then you speaking all these plans and promises, man, you are way beyond me. I am so not even where you're at now. We should just stop the boat here and get off. So she'll think he came on really strong, and she'll break up with him.